Good Sunday morning. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. This is weird, isn't it? It's a new day and a new way of ministry. Same God, same love, same passion. So today, I want to be sure to give you a few seconds for people to jump on. This is our very first Facebook Live Sunday morning service. So we're just going to give you a second to hop in here. If you're going to have your Bibles next to you, look up Romans 11, 33, and also Numbers 6, 24 through 28. So here's what I want to say today. Scripture says, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." You see, it didn't say, "I might rejoice." It says, "I will. I choose. I purpose in my heart. I'm going to rejoice, and I'm going to be glad in it." So we want to begin our service as we begin all our services here with an invitation and an exaltation to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So, Father, this day we thank you for our privilege of gathering across the world with family and friends, those that know us, those that don't know us. So we thank you for that privilege. We also, Lord, lift up the pastors across the world of all faiths that are many are ministering in new ways this day, just like we are. We lift up our district superintendent, Tim Barker, and his entire ministry team. We pray for our missionaries across the world and those here in the United States, our home missions. We pray for Greg Mundis, our World Missions Director, who's been stricken with the coronavirus and is in the hospital. We pray for Roy Maddox, who's our World Northern Asia Missions Director, who also has the coronavirus. We pray for all those professionals that are dealing with patients that are ill and infirmed, and those that are rushing to hospitals to confirm whether or not they're infected. We pray for them. We pray for those across the world that may be affected by this virus, Lord. Touch their bodies, bring healing to them, and to those families that have lost loved ones. We pray for your peace and your healing and your comfort to them at this most difficult time. We pray for our president and our elected officials. God, give them wisdom, tenacity, strength, and courage as they move forward with plans for protecting the people of this land. We pray for our families and friends that you be with them and abate fear that may attempt to take hold of their heart. Your word declares perfect love cast out all fear. So we pray that any fear be cast out. We ask all these things in Jesus' holy name. Again, thank you for joining us today. My prayer is what my prayer is, whether someone's here or not here, is that the message will bring comfort and strength and challenge you. I want to tell you, this is a weird day. It's a day of unusual time in our world right now. In the course of my ministerial studies, I never took Pandemic 101, and I know there's not a pastor across this land or a medical professional that has taken Pandemic 101. It's just not something that's part of our initial training. Well, maybe medical people, but pastors know. And so pastors of all faiths are having to figure out how to minister the gospel to their family, church family, to their friends, to those that need encouragement and hope and an embrace in a time when we're quarantined from direct contact. So we're all trying to figure out how to do this. So be patient. One of my friends, well, several are teachers, and one last night on Facebook asked for prayer because they're entering a new era also, online teaching, as they've never done that. But now their children are not going to be back in school, and they're having to prepare online teaching. So, Alma, we're praying for you. We're praying for all our teachers. Give them insight and creativity and wisdom in teaching our children. I want to tell you, too, that the church will be okay because God has not abdicated his throne. The Holy Spirit has not stopped working. He's still moving. He's still operating. He's still working. Scripture tells us in Romans 11:33, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Our God is omniscient. He will give us the insight and the wisdom how to make it through this difficult time. In fact, I'm anticipating amazing, creative new ways to minister the gospel, to touch people's lives with the truth of the transforming power of God Almighty. So a good, and we have to look for some kind of good that may come out of this, is this creativity in the way we minister. I've never done Facebook Live for a Sunday morning service, so this is new. I'm thankful for it. We may keep it in. Who knows? I want you to know that this building is empty. It's a big building. Normally it would be full. Normally there would be people. Praise team would be finishing up rehearsal, getting, they would have been ready to go at 10 o'clock, our Bible studies would have come out, and people would have been hugging and shaking hands and greeting one another. But the building is empty. But family, this building is not the church. The believer is the church. You are the church. This is just the church building. You're the church. Because the church is composed of a body of believers across the world that love God, that serve Him, that want to be light to those around them. In fact, in the Greek lexicon, the word church is ekklesia. And what it means is it's not a building. It's never defined as a building anywhere in Scripture. What it means is a called out gathering of people of like mind, like purpose. It's an assemblage of people to worship, to celebrate, to learn. It's not the building. I wish that we could meet face to face, but wisdom and obedience to authority tells us that's not possible at this time. So until we can, we want to be the body of Christ, the church, to those that we are near and those that we are now near through all of the amazing technology that's available to us. Do you realize that this is the first time in the world, in history, that we have the ability to touch the entire world? My niece and nephew are in Honduras as missionaries. I can talk to them. We can video. Instantaneously, we're in contact. All across the world, we have influence and contact. So I encourage you to recognize and use the mechanisms at our hand. The church is not this building. This is a place we gather and meet, love on one another. Yes, we eat too. And we fellowship. But the church is the body of Christ, the believers across the world. So this pandemic, though it may have stopped us from being face-to-face, encountering one another, hugging one another, shaking one another's hands, it cannot stop the church because the believer is the church. Jesus said this in Matthew 16 and 18. I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. His chosen people will not die out. He wasn't talking about the gates of hell not destroying a physical building. He was saying the gates of hell cannot destroy my people. We will not be destroyed by this pandemic. We will not lose touch with one another. We will maintain our fellowship. In fact, my prayer, my hope, is that we touch more people, that we use the mechanisms, the marvels of technology today to expand our reach to those that may not know the Lord as Lord and Savior, to those that know Him but may be fearful and need a word of encouragement, a word of strength. You see, technology can be a very good thing. Let's use it. Let's expand the gospel. Church, the body of Christ is called to be a warm, caring body that serves God, that does His work, and supports one another. Do you understand there's no denominational limitation in that? We're all the body of Christ. In heaven, there will be no delineation, this faith, this corner for this group and that corner for this group. We'll all be together, one body, rejoicing and celebrating in Him. We have denominations because we have preferences in our style of worship, our style of ministry of the Word. Same God, the same access through Him through Christ. So when we worship and serve Him and have come to know Him through His Son, we're all family. So our family's huge. It's not just our own faith. It's all faiths that love and serve God. It's been amazing in this week. It's been unsettling at times, certainly, but amazing in this week to listen to pastor friends on Facebook or just through telephone contact talking about how they would minister. That's why I say it's going to be a unique time, a creative time in ministry. Well, we have one group of friends in Houston today. Lindale Church did drive-in church. Go, Randy and Jana, fabulous. Our friends Steve and Mary Bocher down in Taft, they did drive-up church where people could drive through and be prayed for. How wonderful is that? The car, not the person directly, just to alleviate your fear. My point is this, is also that across Facebook, if your kids are getting on your nerves, tune into one of the churches that have their children's ministries online that you can let your child watch that for a while. That's a good thing. Churches across South Texas are utilizing many different forms of ministry, so you get involved in those. Get involved. Stay in tune, stay in touch, because there's never been a time like this. We are living in a unique time, certainly. We, the church, the body of believers, must be active, we must be faithful, we must be busy about being light and speaking encouragement and the good news to those that we encounter in quarantine, via the phone, via text, via email. We must be light. Be the church. That's our new theme since this all began for Northwest. Be the church. I heard this this week. Someone said, social distancing does not mean social isolation. You have no reason to be isolated. Don't let the enemy get you convinced that there's no one that cares. There's a multitude of pastors across this land and people who serve in ministry who care about you. If you feel isolated, let me show you some ways you can connect. Northwest, from this point forward until we're back in normal services, our Sunday services will be noon right here, Northwest Assembly of God on Facebook. Our Wednesday night and our Bible study sessions will be audio only at this time, and they're at northwestag.org. If you have a prayer request or need, please send that in to info@northwestag.org. And we now have our own YouTube channel, Northwest Assembly of God on YouTube, so go and subscribe, because throughout the week, you'll be seeing some live videos on Facebook and YouTube. There are many places for you to connect, and we're just one church. Many churches are doing the same. So I encourage you, don't let the enemy convince you you're alone and nobody cares. We care. We want to minister to you. Reach us through one of these mechanisms. Be the voice of encouragement and calm. Don't be Chicken Little. The sky is not falling. Be the voice of calm and assurity. Scripture says He did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and authority. So be a voice of encouragement and calm to those that you speak with, text, email, or Facebook. Let them know that you care by speaking the truth of who He is. My goodness, the church body, you the believer, have an amazing opportunity. It's not just the pastor and church staff's job to do ministry. He calls all of us to share the truth of the confidence and the assurity that's within us. So you be busy too about loving, comforting, and caring not only your immediate family, but your work associates, your church family, and your friends. You can stay in touch. Stay in touch. And please don't speak the awful, oh my goodness, I have to turn the news off. The media is just, it's so negative. It's so chaotic. It's Chicken Little. Yes, this is a horrible pandemic. Yes, people have died across the world, and unfortunately more will. But the good news is there will come an end to this. And the good news is that the Lord is our comforter and keeper. He is our peace. So speak those truths. And don't fill your mind with all of the negativity. Stay informed, yes, but don't feed on all of it. You know, I can still text. I can still call. Do you remember how to call people? We've become such text gnomes that we text more than we call. So give somebody a call. They might want to hear your voice. Or you could try this. You could try a written note. I guess that would be okay. I guess you could wear gloves. But contact people. Comfort people. That's what the message is today. Be the church. Be the comforter to those around you. Our national superintendent, Doug Clay, put this on, I think it was on a minister's string day before yesterday, and I appreciate it. He said, pastors, tend yourself. In this time of all the giving out, be sure to tend yourself. So I'm going to include that for all those that are listening. Tend yourself spiritually. And you know how we tend ourselves spiritually? We pray. We read our Bible. Yes, we take care of all the physical things that we know to take care of. But the spiritual part, don't neglect the things that you need in your life. Tend the spiritual needs. If you're a family and you have children, read Bible stories with them. Be creative. Act them out. Married couples, please be gentle with one another in this time of quarantine. Northwest will be posting many different of our ministries online, so stay in touch with us. Keep us up and watch and see what's coming to minister to you. The church, the body of Christ, must be alive, well, nourished by the things that bring life to each and every one of us. And I'm believing that the Lord is going to turn all of this to good in ways we cannot at this moment perceive. Another way you tend yourself is by worshiping, celebrating Him in song. His scripture declares that He inhabits the praises of His people. So when you praise Him, He inhabits that. Worship Him. See this? I tried to cut my thumb off about 10 days ago. And I can't play my guitar or I'd play a song for you because I love to play and worship and sing. And in the course of this week, as I was thinking about the Lord and frustrated because I couldn't play, a song came to me. It's an old song. It's a song, I think, from the 70s, and it says, God will make a way. And He is going to make a way. He's going to make a way for each and every one of us. It goes like this. God will make a way. When there seems to be no way, He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Draw me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. God will make a way. I love that. It's the truth. Our district superintendent posts music just about every day, and I text him and said, this is so comforting to me. Thank you. Sister Beth Wee and Don Wee have been posting their music, and yesterday it was so comforting to listen to. Worship Him. Celebrate Him. He's worthy for it. Now, next week, At before noon, I want you to be prepared. We will be celebrating communion together. Have a cracker, a piece of bread, and a cup of juice, and we will go through communion together, because he says, do this in remembrance of him. So we're not going to forget communion because we can't do it together. We're going to do it together online. So next week, be prepared with your cracker or bread and your cup of juice so we can do communion. Today, as we come to a close, I want to remind you again, Jesus proclaimed this. I will build my church, and the gates of hell, Hades, will not prevail against it. He will build his people, and no weapon, no disaster, no pandemic is going to destroy his church. Be his church. Comfort the people around you. Comfort that you may meet new friends online. Comfort them. Draw near to our true strength and speak hope. This is a dark, chaotic, difficult time in the world. God wants to use us to speak hope and light and life to all those that we can influence. Father, thank you for this technology. Thank you for our time together. I pray that you strengthen and keep all those that have tuned in and all our church family. Keep your hand upon them. But Lord, help every one of us be your church. Help us be light to those that we engage with through social media. Protect and keep your hand upon the service providers to those that are infirmed. Keep your hand upon the leadership of this nation as they make decisions that impact all of us. And help us, Lord, keep looking up, for your word says our redemption draweth nigh. So let us keep our face, our eyes, our hope upward in you. Protect us. Keep us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.